Okay, so you're.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, Bukatov, everyone. Right. So a number of these, like, they're quite a number of them are quite kind of small kind of things. Yeah, just okay. kind of more like
vibes, okay.
like small little shot.
Like the test. It's right. also a bit like small questions, right? Short, you know.
Right. So first, Chaitz Chaniaso, right? The kind of shaft of the spear, right? So we say that refers to kind of, you know, praises, right? But it said we didn't even say half the praises. We did less than half. So obviously chetzi we understand is half, right?
Right.
So the question is, well, yeah, but what about the praises part? That's one question. Right. Yeah, where do we see praises from? And the second question is, well, chetzi is half. So why are we saying we did less than half? Right. So just a.
What do you mean? Why he says do less than half?
So the Gemara says that we didn't even say half, right?
Why?
Because it says chetzi chaniaso, right?
Right.
Well, chetzi is half. So how do we know that we did less than half? Right?
I didn't even do half. Okay. Fine. Right? I understood the half was after the factor.
What do you mean?
I thought you started from one, and then this is saying that we only told half. I don't know if I read it right. Well, could, yeah.
Yeah, wait a second.
I didn't, you know, last week I was a bit out of it, so I made quite a lot of mistakes, so this could be another one.
So I just, and then the last one here is, Adayim lo higyanu lechetzi shiv.
We haven't even got up to the praises listed,
we didn't even say kind of half.
Right, you're right. So that's great. Right. It's less than half. We didn't get to half.
Yeah, right?
We didn't quite get to half.
If it says chetzi, then.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to half.
So
I'm just kind of combining those two things together, right? So the Marasha says, how do we know it's talking about praises, yeah? So the answer is that the word chaniaso, although it means his spear, right? Chanit, yeah?
Right.
That it also comes from the root there is chesnun, which is chay, right? So he says it's the same as, like, you know, that sometimes we darshan, yeah? Lo techane, yeah? Don't give chay, yeah?
That's the root of chay, yeah?
So that could also be. So it's chetzi and then chaniaso from chay, like half of
that. That was my question, though. If you're taking that into consideration, then I was like, who needs that? Because we already know, so it's us to praise the guy anyway.
So in terms of the less than half, there's a few answers to this, but the simple one, the Eitz Yosef says, that here we don't have the yud, right? So it's chetzi without the yud. So it's a little bit less than chetzi.
Ah, very nice.
Cute, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we carry on and we talk about the fact that you know the Shem Hashem was carried with them into war, yeah. The Shem Hashem was written in the Luchos, yeah. So we bring a brisa and it dashes different things and it says Klei Kodesh Zeh Aron VeLuchos, yeah. So this is just again a simple thing. Where do we see, you know, to kind of darshan here, right? That Klei Kodesh was kind of included in the Luchos.
Right.
So Marsha just says because it says plural. Clay is plural, right?
Okay.
So if it was just the Aron, then why is it referring to it in plural?
Okay.
And that's why it includes also the Luchos that's inside. Okay, say that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number three, I thought this was amazing, yeah? So basically, we talk about the story of Pinchas, mm-hmm. yeah? And the Gemara just kind of asks, and says, well, you know, kind of why, not for naught was Pinchas doing, you know, going into war because, you know, he was actually taking revenge because of, you know, his ancestor of Yosef,
right.
Yosef was sold by the Midianim, and he was taking revenge on the Midianim.
Yeah.
So, like, the truth is, like, most people, I suppose, like, if you looked at that, yeah, you'd be like, wait a sec, no, isn't there more obvious reason why Pinchas was going to war, right? So, for instance, we kind of all know, and this is the first source here, that the Medrash all said, yeah, it says here, this is the kind of number three, the first thing, it says, Mishum she'ama, right, Hashem, mishehitchel ha-mitzvah, gomra. Yeah, there's a clock, and this is like the famous
beginning
thing
of soul,
that people
we
say.
We have this
sold, so. Is there what?
We have this in the beginning of Sotso, the first parak,
right.
Mitzvah called Nikar Hashem gomra.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You're meant to finish things off, right? So Pinchas, you know, he was the Kenai, and he did this Maisa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously, if you're going to finish off the job, yeah, then you know, kind of dealing with this incident that the Benos Midian were mafgil all their daughters and, you know, caused this terrible thing in Klal Yisrael. And so Pinchas was the first one to step up. So finish it off. He should be the one leading them into war.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simple shot that everyone speaks about, yeah? And actually, even more so, kind of it says above anyway that he was the Cohen who was the Mashiach Milchama, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So there's like all these other kind of reasons. Yeah, why are we coming on? Well, but you go into war, like, no?
He's going there and whatever, give a pep talk, whatever he's doing.
So you understood the question is why is he fighting as opposed to going into war? Okay, it could be better. But anyway, I mean, certainly from the Medrash, you would say, well, he was finishing off the mitzvah, right? So Maharal has a completely different approach that for me was just like when I read this, I'm like, wow, that's great, yeah. There's other ones here, but I'm just going to jump straight to the Maharal. So it's like the last one on number three. So look inside and see what you think. I really like this, yeah. So it says, Ein haperush, I wrote to lekach mehem nekama shel aviyimo. He says, it's not the simple pshat that he was really coming to get revenge for everything that happened with Yosef, yeah? He's going to say, anyway, that doesn't really make so much sense. Why? Right? Shekava nishkach sinaso v'kinaso, right? You're talking about, like, you know, the whole thing is like an ancient incident, yeah? And, like, you know, this whole idea of, like, the hatred and the revenge for, like, you know, the Midianim selling Yosef, like, that would have been forgotten. It's like, the tribe of Yosef wasn't, like, burning for revenge for, like, let's get those Midianim, yeah? So he's like, it doesn't really make sense, that kind of seemingly on the surface, that pshat. Aval ha-perush kach, right, this is really the explanation of what's going on here in the Gemara, yeah? Ki ruy ha-pinchas shikach nekama mimidyan. Really, we're saying it was kind of fitting for Pinchas, yeah, to take revenge for Midian, yeah? Ki Midian haya hefech, right, le Pinchas. Because Midian was really like the opposite, they represented the opposite thing from Pinchas, yeah? Right? Vezeh ki Midian haya tevukim be'erva, biznus. Because Midian, they were mafki their daughters, they were like very happy about this. They were like, yeah, great, this is exactly the kind of thing we like, yeah? So they were very much into erva and znus, yeah? Kamosha shenimsa b'kasev shahai mafkirim b'nosehem, biznus, yeah? They did that, yeah. But Yosef, and what did Yosef represent? Hayakadosh, the Nivdam and his nurse. We know the whole incident with the wife of Potiphar, right? That's where he showed his true colors, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, he separated himself out. He was involved in the physical world, but he separated himself out. He was Kadosh. That's why they say Yosef Tzadik, yeah. Tzadik is someone who separates himself, you know, and withstands the temptations. So there were two polar opposites. There were two forces in the world that represented opposite things. And that's why he had to have that ingredient for Yosef, and in order that was Zohar that should come out from that ingredient, Pinchas, yeah? Shahai Makana al Devar Haznus. And that's why Pinchas was, you know, he was the one who was Zohar to, you know, he saw his nurse and he had to take action, right? Ulakach lohaya mechiras Yosef, and now this links back to the ancient incident. This is why the sale of Yosef was rak alidei midyanim. Why? Ki ha-feichim, right? Kamosha ha-Yosef and midyanim misnagdim zeh lezeh. Because two opposites, they're always struggling with each other, yeah? Right? Umoshnim zeh lezeh. And therefore, you know, if someone had to rule over Yosef and kind of sell him into slavery, it would be the people who represent the opposite from what Yosef represented, yeah? So it was no kind of coincidence, yeah, that it was Midianim who were the ones who kind of ruled over Yosef Kinu, yeah, in terms of selling him into slavery, because they represented these two opposites. So when it came now eventually to, you know, the Midianim's downfall, who should it be through? It should be someone through the line of Yosef. So basically, we're not denying this whole, obviously it was Pinchas taking revenge, but the whole thing was linked to these middas of Yosef versus Midian. Right. Anyway, I thought this was like, and he ends up saying, there's no other explanation apart from this. That's like, Maharal ends up with that, like, you know. So I thought it was, I mean, so obviously you need someone like Maharal to.
The question with that is that Moshe picked the father from Yosef and Pinchas wasn't in it, so what was he doing there?
Right, but I'm saying, why couldn't you say it was like the Medrash? It's a question why he was there.
Why was he there? He wasn't part of the army.
Right. Now that for sure is true. Yeah. Okay, so now this is, by the way, this is another, I like these hashkafa things, yeah, because I thought they were really interesting, yeah. So number four, right, this is another little hashkafa thing, right? In case anyone was like interested in this, like, so we know that there was kind of this interesting, like, there was this three-stage thing, right? So first of all, the Coens spoke, the show to kind of, the Coens spoke and he projected himself.
Right.
And then this kind of middle stage where the Coens speaks, but then really it's like people will hear the Shota because he was the one spreading it around. Mm-hmm. And then it's just the Shota. So I saw there was this Toldus Yitzchak who wants to explain kind of like, why do we need to like switch? Yeah. Why not just like the Coens starting off speaking? So just let's have like the Coens speak. Yeah. Fair question. So he said, Hatam, this is number four, Hatam, Shazel Lohaya Omer HaKohen, right? Sha'am HaDibo HaRishon. Why do we have any switch? Yeah, why don't we just have the Kohen, like, carry on what he was doing? Right? Hu Lefisha HaKohen Hu Kadosh, right? Dabar Inyan Shal Kedusha V'Avedas Hashem. Right? He's involved in, like, he's the religious leader, right? If you want to, like, in simple terms.
Right.
Ki Hashem Elokeichem Holechem Achem. So he's the one who's saying, you know, Hashem is going to be going with you and Shema Yisrael and all these things, like, you know, he's talking about, like, he's the religious kind of, you know, pep talk, yeah?
Right.
Aval Hashochim Dibru, right? B'Davar Tivi, right? And but the Shochim were more the kind of people on the ground speaking on, like, you know, the kind of natural, the natural kind of order of how things work. Right? So that these people shouldn't fight, right? Kurui, because they, so they're not going to fight properly, right? Mm-hmm. Now this is, by the way, this is tapping into one of the explanations. I mean, this is all time to crop, right? Because he's saying, like, why do these people, like, take off the battle, you know, come off the battlefield, yeah? So his explanation is because they're thinking, their mind is not in it, yeah? Their mind is about, you know, all their home they've just, you know, built, and they haven't yet really kind of properly used it, and and their vineyard they've planted, or there's this woman they've engaged, and and so basically he's saying that that's just kind of more like natural kind of, you know, the, you know, these kind of people, then, you know, they're not the kind of people you want to be in the front line, right? So anyway, that's why you have that switch between the religious thing and the kind of I suppose there's also people who are defending things, right, who like, let's say that they've been more than a year in the house, so they wouldn't, they would be at the front line, so I suppose here it's they're defending it, but they're also worried, you know, they've never, they haven't used it, so they're kind of,
I actually heard a shiur on it. He said, "What it's it should, so it shouldn't, lest there be a keem of the Tuchachos." Because the Tuchachos says, and the Tuchachos, like, mentions this, and it said,
Right. Oh, that's nice, yeah. I heard another complete other pshat, right? I can't remember who it from. But basically, all these things are just to cover up for the people who have a virus to not. Anyway, okay. What should we do now? Oh wow, let's jump to number six, yeah, because this is going to give you a little insight, by the way, anyone who wants an insight to what's coming up, yeah, very soon, yeah,
coming up.
So we say that there's a list of people who don't go back, and there's these people are basically involved in kind of marriages that aren't the kind of Isidic marriages, yeah. So what was that? It's a cat.
No, it's a kid throwing sand at our window.
Oh, okay. Isidic marriages, yeah. So there's gonna be a brisa that's gonna come up that's gonna actually learn that out, yeah, where that comes from. There's a special drasha, yeah, that comes from, yeah. And part of the brisa is gonna ask and say, well, wait a sec, yeah. Similar to like one of the things we saw, which is if there's an aveira, does it, you know, then it doesn't go like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, right? It doesn't go like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, because if they're doing Neveira, right, then you don't need to exclude them, you know, because they're doing Neveira.
They have another out.
Right.
Yeah, they've got another out. Exactly. So it says the Brisa says basically no, yeah, because it's actually, maybe it's not Neveira, right? Maybe the Aveira, we're talking here about they only engage, yeah, they're only engaged. And maybe the Aveira is only if you go ahead with the next stage with Nisuin. Basically, that's it, outside. I'm just giving like this is a view ahead. So the Bartanura brings this on the mission, as you kind of you might expect, in terms of he brings the drasha, and the Tosafos Yom Tov then speaks out and says, don't worry, this will also in the mission, this will also go like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, and that seems to be reflecting the Brisa. And without anything else, you'd say that's fantastic, yeah? Mm-hmm. But this is just, I was blown away by this, because Rick comes along, tastes this rib kiva egg, and he says, I asked a huge kasha on this toast with yontif, yeah? And basically, this is just showing me, just for me, how showing you how meduyuk rib kiva egg is, yeah? Because he says that it's true, that's what the Brisa says. He says, but you can't plug that into the Mishnah. Why, right? Because he says that at the end of the day, that everyone will agree there's an issa de rabbanon to engage these people, yeah? And he brings proof from other sources. An issa de rabbanon for a Kohen to engage, Kohen Gadol to engage in an Olamana, right? Okay, it's not de Brisa, it's de rabbanon. But he says, sof kol sof, yeah? That Brisa later on is talking about drushas from the Torah, right? And therefore, yeah, that's fine. That those drushas from the Torah will work for a B.O.C. validity because on the Torah there's no issa. But our Mishnah is talking the halacha, and the halacha, right? You don't need a drasha, because the halacha there's definitely an issa de rabbanon, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, the halacha, these cases shouldn't, according to Rabbi Yosi Galili, shouldn't be in the Mishnah. So he's got a problem with applying that whole cheshbon back into the Mishnah, and he seems to conclude that actually the Mishnah, according to this cheshbon he has, would not go very well with Rabbi Yosi Galili. Anyway, one second. We'll have to see. It's just a little bit of a view for it's just how meduyuk Rabbi Akiva Eger is. Yeah.
Right.
Picking up exactly. You always have to know the context of what you're speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Brisa that's talking about Midoraisa drashas,
right.
As opposed to a Mishnah where lachore it has to fit even according to halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Beseda. We've got time maybe for one more. Mm-hmm. Don't know. This is again number 7 is a pasha pshat. I wasn't sure when I read this, I don't know how people learned it, but when it says kohen medaber but kohen mashmia, we had this whole thing,
right?
Like, is it, what do we mean by that? Is it the same kohen? Is it like one kohen who's speaking and projecting himself? Shota medaber and then shota mashmia, I mean, obviously, when it says Kohen Medaber and Kohen Mashmia, that's clear, right? It's two different people.
I was wondering where the source is for
that. Where's the source? I mean, I suppose it's kind of, is it because of the drushes?
Because we said B'yosfu.
B'yosfu, it's...
The Gemara seems to understand that Yosfu...
Yeah, when we see that there are three stages, and this one's coin, this one's coin, filter, and then filter, filter.
Yeah.
Right, you mean that part? We know that...
It's
a difference between there's a difference between Vaidabru and Vayosifu. So we know somehow that the Shota is only fully speaking when it says Vayosifu, right? Because otherwise, why does it say Vayosifu? Like, he adds his own words.
Right.
So beforehand, he was speaking, but it wasn't his words.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I understood.
The first ones have been Nigash HaKohen.
Right, so, and then the first one says Nigash HaKohen. So I guess we're understanding it's fully him. I mean, I know Pets is right in terms of this parts, which are... But anyway, so just to clarify this point, Kohen Medaber, Kohen Mashmia, the Be'er Sheva says that it is two Kohanim, it's not one Kohen.
Right.
And he points out, just because it could have just said Kohen Medaber Umashmia. Had it been the same Kohen?
From the word...
Why would we do that?
Why would it do what?
Why didn't he just say it loud the first time?
Yeah, okay, fine. It's foreign noise. He's just saying grammatically.
I mean, I suppose it would just be he's just saying it loud. He's going round. He's saying to different.
It's like davening. It's like the Shmona Belachash, and then it's Chazar Shachat.
Mashpia could be like spreading his thing. So he said this speech a few times to different people, right? Medaber Mashpia. No. I don't know, what's Mashmir?
No, I wasn't confused, because I just assumed it was the case of the Cohen's case when the Cohen spoke and the Shotim was. So I just thought it was like a Tumaturgaman.
Yeah.
So that's how I understood it. So it wasn't like.
It could be. Yeah, maybe that's right.
Right. But you're right. But anyway, but he addresses it. You see, he was a bother because he said he proved it grammatically.
Right. Right.
Because the way he would say it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's good. Right. So he says. Yeah, so he says it is a different Cohen, which is just, I suppose, good to know. Yeah? Should we wrap up here?
One more.
Okay. One more. So basically, number eight, we'll finish with this, yeah? So the Keren Ora, yeah? You know, we say below Hancho, right? We're talking about a house, yeah? And Hancho is kind of excluding someone, yeah? Someone who doesn't inaugurate the
right,
house, yeah?
Right.
And we say that's excluding a Gazel.
Right.
So we go and we ask, you know, wait a sec, that the whole question about Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mm-hmm. right? Because we say, at the end of the day, if he's a Gazlan, right, then he should have a Averus, right? Why do we need to exclude him? That's the whole kind of question, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then therefore we say he does Tshuva, et cetera, yeah? But here, the Keren Ora, he's bothered that, you know, Bechlal, why would you, you know, if you're not talking about the fact that he goes and pays for it, yeah? Why would you ever think you need to exclude a Gazlan? I mean, it's kind of obvious, right? It's not even his house.
He did all that work stealing it, and it's not
going to go in. No, I'm saying, in terms of Shvara here. But I'm saying, why would you think to, if you're thinking like, yeah, right, we exclude someone who's like just in, like had a new house.
Getting
into that Avera thing. No, but I'm saying, without the Avera, I'm saying, put aside the Avera. He's bothered that it's not his house. Like, you right. know, I'm saying it's like he's holding like someone else's house, right?
He thinks it's his now.
He may think it's his, but he has.
He stole it.
So he says, I mean, this is the Keren Ora. So he says, Yesh le dark take, yeah? That's the right? Will Rebbe Kiva mean Nicha? Does this really make sense even for Rebbe Kiva? To my Istrich Kral le Muti Gazlan. Kevan Shabbai Seina Shalom. It's not his, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why would you ever think he gets an exemption for kind of like going in and pushing someone out from their house, yeah? It's not his house. Behind the Chasir le Balim. Right, he's got a chiyuv to give this house back. It's not his house, yeah. Hech yisal kedatcha deyachzi b'shvilo. Why would you ever think, yeah, if you push someone out from their house, then you can, you know, you'll get an exemption from the army, right? Mm-hmm.
It's like in Russia when they used to take another kid off the street to the army to get their kid off.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Not fun. Yeah. Wow.
He said, okay, here's my exemption.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So he says Belinira, so he says Rakimnaria, and it seems to me Daashas Lariv Laravcha de Bilsehu to Parech Mirabi Yosei Glili. In Achanami, he concedes this question. About Bugzeil Lachud Peshita de Enachosa. He basically is saying that really you're gonna need to come on to the fact that he pays for the house and it becomes his house for everyone. Mm-hmm. He's just saying it's the easier kasher is on Rabbi Yossi Glili, because like this guy's done an Avera, and like Rabbi Yossi Glili
right.
says,
right.
But he's inclined to say that even for Rabbi Kiva, like anyway, it only makes sense to set up this case of this exclusion of Gazlan as a Gazlan who actually ends up owning the house,
mm-hmm.
like legitimately owning
it. There you go.
Okay, Seder.
Shkoyach, thank you. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.